Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of a little project we're calling Killionaire. It's Tim and Guy here. I will speak for my associate, Guy Montgomery. Thank you very much. Get your hands off that introduction.
I would actually like to say my own piece.
Okay.
About this.
What are we?
Hello. Are we doing? I am Guy Montgomery. I'm joined by my esteemed associate Tim Batt. This is a special Patreon series called Killionaire, which is a podcast in which Tim and I plan. Well, essentially,
we're going to kill a trillionaire.
That is what we want to do. And I think the reasons for that should be pretty clear.
Yeah.
As we understand it, if you kill a trillionaire, they bequeath whatever they have to you,
aka is that
us.
Okay. We've got different understandings.
What do you understand?
I understood it as being almost a moral imperative at this point that society is so unequal that it was sort of incumbent on us to kill the trillionaire.
Both of these things can be true simultaneously.
They're pretty aligned.
And the thing is, if one person kills a trillionaire,
yeah,
they then have a massive target on their backs because they are
then the trillionaire. Yes.
Two people kill a trillionaire?
Can't touch us.
That's
half
right.
$1 trillion each.
We are
but paltry multi-hundred billionaires.
We're just a couple of rich guys. Now, a lot of people ask me, Guy, how many zeros are there in a trillion? And to that I say, I'm about to find out. Using Google.
1,000, 3, million, 6, billion, 9, trillion, 12. Is it?
Yeah. The numbers don't lie. So I want, if you're sitting here and you're listening along and you're wondering what that looks like, I want you to take out a pad and a pen and write down a 1 and then follow it with 12 zeros. That is the amount of money that we are talking about.
Yeah.
We're talking about one person going to the trouble of accumulating that much money, an amount of money that could literally solve, not everything.
Feels like everything.
But quite a fucking lot.
Another question that Guy Montgomery gets quite a lot on the street is, how many trillionaires are there walking around among us?
Well, as it exists, the answer is sadly zero, which makes our job as trillionaire assassins incredibly challenging. For there is no one for us to assassinate. What does that leave you with? It leaves you with a list of the world's wealthiest people. People who are knocking on the door of that hallowed $1 trillion, but not quite there. Guy, Tim, how are you going to murder a trillionaire if there isn't one? We're going to fundraise. We're going to fucking rally the troops around the person who is closest to that number.
Yeah.
Public ally number one,
yeah.
Jeff Bezos.
AKA, I guess some sort of sacrificial Jesus is what we're turning him into, because we're going to imbue him with all the riches that he wants, and then we're going to kill him.
100%. Jeff Preston Bezos, born January 12, 1964, is an American.
Hold on. What star sign is he if he's Jan 12? This is incredibly important, both to the strategy we will employ to imbue him with we'll get him to $1 trillion, and then how we take him the fuck down.
So glad you asked him. Enter the birth date using the selected format.
I'm going to take a punt and call him a Gemini because I think he's a two-faced cad.
1964.
The year doesn't matter. Oh, you want like his Chinese animal as well?
I just want to fucking know.
Does that make him an Xer? Why do you have to put his name in on this website for a horoscope? Was it Jan or June?
Jan.
Oh, well then I already know. He's a Capricorn. Of course he is.
He was born in Albuquerque, New Mexico, if everyone's wondering.
I think every one of my partners has been a Capricorn. How crazy is that?
That is fucking crazy.
Weird, eh?
Weird that you can make one of them work, but not the others. What's going on there?
Well, as we know, a relationship is solely dependent on your zodiac comparison.
Do you know, funny you should bring this up. I actually got David Ferrier, friend of the podcast, David Ferrier, has a fantastic emailing sort of service he provides where he writes. Actually, and you've just started writing recently as well.
Blogs are back.
I really enjoyed your writing.
Thanks,
bud. You wrote about a sort of an army of anti-cannabis propagandists in New Zealand who are trying to infiltrate and sway public opinion as in the lead up to the cannabis referendum. By the way, for those of you listening in New Zealand or abroad, I recently smoked weed for the first time. It's phenomenal. It makes everything a little bit funnier, a little bit brighter. It makes your tummy a little bit hungrier.
What the fuck? I have been led to believe that it will cause you to shoot your friends in the head with a gun and drop out of whatever tertiary education institute you're a part of.
It will leave some huge holes in your memory where you're not exactly sure what you've done. It is the perfect drug. But he wrote this blog, and it was about, specifically, his friend had set up an astrology dating app, which was called, I can't remember its name, it had a very catchy name.
It was a cool name.
And inside of it, he'd spoken to various different people involved in astrology, and how folks like us, folks like me, as I was reading it specifically, us cishet white fellas are easily...
Or as I call them, the boys!
Yeah, are easily dismissive of astrology charts, because... You know, we lack control over the narrative. We don't understand it, and so we ignore it. And we associate it with sort of being femme or queer or...
I even think it was we associate it with being bullshit.
Yes.
But in actuality, it's a very gendered issue.
Well, it is. It's steeped in inherent misogyny. So I've tried to soften my... I've never thought of myself as dismissive of astrology, but I certainly haven't embraced it with the same gusto that some people in my life have. And so I'm working on parrying that sort of ironic dismissal towards something that's a little bit more engaged. And that's why I think it's important we get to the bottom of Jeff Bezos' star sign, specifically his natal chart report. So this is thanks to the good folks at CafeAstrology.com who are paying us a shitload of cash.
I cannot explain to you guys what the sponsorship is worth to us.
It's worth phenomenal. A lot. And the money,
we
of course...
We might beat Jeff Bezos in becoming trillionaires first.
We would,
of the sponsorship deal.
Were we keeping the money? The money's not for us. It's going straight to the Jeff Bezos Trillionaire Fund. We're funneling that shit into his pockets. We're fucking lining those with as much cold hard cash as we can, because the sooner he's weighed down by the fucking amount of zeros that are in a trillion, the sooner we can take an arrow and fire it straight through that motherfucking trillionaire's heart.
I cannot stress this enough. Guy and I came up with this idea at a party where we were fairly inebriated, and actually, it was from our good friend from the Prawn Salad episode, season one, episode 29, I think, who was snoring, a man called Nick. Who was
A-G.
A true G. Not just our G, he's the G. And he came up with this, I can't remember exactly the machinations of the convo, but he came up with it, and Guy and I gravitated heavily toward this idea.
100%.
Now, it is critical for us to speed this man to trillionaire status. So you're going to see a lot of stuff in the media about not buying Amazon products.
There's a lot of people.
Because he treats his workers terribly.
Yeah.
And rivals a pharaoh in terms of his slave labor.
He goes to phenomenal lengths to block his employees from unionizing. He funnels them into warehouses where the
environmental degradation. I get it. But we all need to buy heaps of Amazon shit so that Jeff
can get
as rich as possible, as quick as possible.
For a fucking start. Jeff Bezos, of course, as you suspected, is a Capricorn. Mm. And for anyone who's more interested in it, he's a zodiac trouble. I don't know what any of this
What's
stuff
his
means.
Rising? Read some shit out, man. What have we got here? We need the intel. This is critical information.
Each paragraph or into it, this is all just qualifiers here. So it says...
It says, hello, welcome to Cafe Astrology. Please do not take this too literally, And if you do, please don't sue us for any results.
Capricorn is a feet on the ground, eye on the prize sign. Those with Sun in Capricorn have a realistic, grounded approach to life that can be seen no matter how dreamy the rest of the birth chart suggests.
That's
these people
Jeff.
Know how to do things and to get things done. And if you have to cut a few corners and treat a few people as subhumans to get it done, so fucking be it, Jeff. These people are... Some Capricorns naturally turn their backs on things they deem too frivolous, like workers' rights or tax. They're very much concerned with things that are worthwhile, money, and that includes their own lives, wives, affairs, being an absolute
lives,
fuck.
Wives, affairs, how many cats, kittens,
Capricorns
mittens.
Want to do and be something worthwhile. They want to upend the traditional means of publishing books and shopping.
Is that on there? Is that on
no,
the chart?
No, so there's a few flourishes.
Oh, you're getting some inferences.
Yeah. Capricorns like to pare things down, like workers' rights.
Yeah.
Or tax.
Yeah.
And take pleasure in the simple things in life, like not paying tax.
Yeah.
Or stripping your workers of their rights.
Yeah.
However, many are attracted to status symbols, and these ones will wear the best clothes, in parentheses, tasteful ones, and drive quietly impressive cars.
Quietly impressive. I'm hearing Audi. What do you think of when you hear quietly impressive?
Well, I don't hear anything at all, Tim, because I think of a Nissan Leaf.
Oh.
An electric car.
I don't think you're doing...
So quiet, it's barely there at all.
You're not doing that well if you've got a Leaf.
Say that to any of the number of Nissan Leaf drivers in Auckland, New Zealand. They all appear to have their heads screwed on pretty fucking tight.
You got to get the Gen 2 of the Leaf. Don't get the Gen 1 because they've got the bad batteries in them, as everyone knows.
Ah, the iPhone of e-cars?
Yeah, man. The more electronics you put into your stuff that wasn't electronic before, the more bullshit you're going to have to contend with.
Capricorns like to pare things down and take pleasure. Oh, I've read this. Comparing Capricorns to their symbol, the goat... brings up some interesting analogies. Solar Capricorns can see into the future and plan for
it. Hold on. this is a star sign with his feet on the ground, focused, goal-orientated, knows how to get what he wants, can see into the future. Hold on. What? Can see into the future.
That's right. This is the...
My man's a soothsayer. This Dr. Evil-looking motherfucker is able to project mentally into a time we cannot detect.
Are we talking about
and
Jeff...
bring hidden... forbidden knowledge back.
Are we talking about Jeff Bezos in the year of our Lord 2020, or are we talking about Gary Hobson of Chicago, Illinois, who works at the Chicago Sun-Times newspaper and receives it? No, he doesn't work there.
Early edition.
That's fucking right.
How do you know his name? Oh, you got
I'm on the wiki.
What was the cat's name? Because it was all about the cat. The cat was critical.
His newspaper is delivered by a mysteriously unknown entity at least once each day and is accompanied by a ginger tabby cat. Ah. I actually...
The cat was the spirit of the man.
Yeah, well, I have a Gumby cat.
In mind?
Her name?
Yes.
You'll never know. With the first copy arriving every morning at 6:30 a.m., no matter
that
what its physical
location
is. That
was the biggest cock tease I've ever received from you. I feel blue-balled.
Well, blue-balls isn't a thing, Tim.
Yeah.
Blue-balls is just a fucking learned way of adolescent boys tricking their unfortunate partners into... fellating them before
correct.
Anyone is comfortable with that taking place.
Absolutely correct. However, you knew exactly what I meant by using that turn of phrase.
Yeah. You meant that
I need the sweet relief of a bar or two of Jenny Anydots.
Oh, that is her name. Anyway.
Did you forget?
No. Jeff Bezos is a Capricorn. Early Edition is an all-time television program. And Capricorns are goats. Jeff Bezos is the goat, greatest of all time, in terms of earning, saving, and withholding money from... charitable organizations, people who need it, his employees.
Literally anyone.
What we need to do, Tim,
yeah,
is accelerate his rate of earning. Right now, Jeff Bezos' net worth is, take a guess, what do you think it is?
Okay, let me do the math on this. The man launched the website in 1994, almost, pretty recently, 1994. Carry the two. I think his current net worth is... $300 billion.
Too high.
Okay, what is it?
$166.3 billion.
Almost doubled it. 166 bill. That is a paltry amount. That's embarrassing for him.
It's ridiculous.
We've got to help this guy out.
Well, current projections, according to our friends at the Economic Times, even as the coronavirus pandemic rages across the world, the world's riches are estimated to grow their wealth in the coming years. I don't have time to unlock these fucking features of your website.
Guy is contending with a gauntlet of pop-ups.
According to a report, Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos could potentially become the world's first trillionaire as early as 2026.
Oh, that gives me goose pimples just thinking about, because then we're allowed to kill him.
If we let you know, nature run its course, we're going to have to wait another 6 years before we get our hands on some high-grade weaponry and $1 trillion split two ways.
We need to go earlier because, to be frank with you, I think the ocean rise might have taken us all out by then. So we need to get this shit crack-a-lack.
Well,
now, can I put this to you? How realistic do you think it would be for us to change the law? Like maybe international law, maritime law, I don't know how these things work. So in our favor, we can be sort of defended.
Well,
could we make a law that it's like murder is illegal, addendum, unless they're a trillionaire?
I think in the eyes of society, what we do will be deemed as okay.
We got the people on our side.
And if it was to take another 6 years, there might be enough time for broader society to dismantle the oppressive structures that are currently in place, which prevent people like us from murdering trillionaires like future Jeff Bezos.
Do you think that's what Black Lives Matter is about?
Absolutely not.
Okay, cool. Just checking.
I think, though, that if
you think that's their goal? To establish a system where we're legally allowed to kill Jeff Bezos?
I don't think that is anywhere on their mandate. I don't think that exists inside of the very important work happening with the Black Lives Matter movement. I do think if change is enacted, it might become a little bit easier to sweep a murder of a trillionaire under the rug.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. I just can't help but feel like we've got the numbers, you know, like the warm bodies on the ground. They're pro this, I think, on the whole.
We need to start small.
The thing with murder is, though, it's not really a matter of democracy. And I think, on the whole, that's probably a good thing. It's not like we can vote in a room and get a majority of 51% of people to vote to kill one person in the room. You've got to have some baselines. And I guess that's what a constitutional democracy is all about.
We can't do this by vote.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Because that feels like some sort of capital punishment type thing.
Yeah. No. Here's the thing. Jeff Bezos is basically going to be a scapegoat, okay? And in some ways, so are Guy and I, in that we are sort of absolving this world of some of its sins. And look, are we going to have to serve some time for that? Maybe.
Hopefully not.
Well, I don't think we'd last very well in prison.
I think we're getting too...
We've got weak little bodies.
We're getting bogged down in the legalese too early.
There's a reality TV show. I've forgotten what it's called. It might be Alone. and they just drop you in the forest or something. I've never watched it. My friend was telling me this, who's a
big
survival guy.
Can I tell you, this is one of the weakest starts to an anecdote I've ever heard. There's a reality TV show, I don't know the name of it, nor have I seen, but allow me to tell you about it.
So they drop a person just in the middle of fucking nowhere and you got to survive, and they just film you doing it. Very, like, kind of quite fascinating, quite voyeuristic. It's survival porn, right? But the people who always, without exception, apparently, last the longest are the larger people, the people with a bit more body weight, a bit more fat on them. Like Tour One, they're always the people who survive the best and the longest because they've got a bit of cushion. You and I, we don't have that, man. In difficult situations, we go down quick. We don't have a lot of give to us, you know? There's not a lot of leeway in these bodies.
Meal to meal. What I'm trying to talk to you about, Tim, is the fact that we don't need to worry about the legalese of this yet.
Okay.
There's a problem for 6 years from now. Okay. Things going well, maybe a year from now. Okay. Things going really well, maybe a month from now.
Yep.
What we need to worry about is getting the money into the hands, pockets, bank accounts, lives, and heart of Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Currently, $160, $70 billion, projected to be at $1 trillion by 2026. People are already using Amazon, even when they don't want to, against their better instincts. The convenience is too great. All right, they've managed also to price out other competitors and, you know, create a reliance in this, what do people call it? The convenience economy or something to that effect.
Oh, it sounds right to me. Sometimes you don't even know you're using Amazon because you're using a service that's on their servers. Their servers deal with something like a third of all web traffic, I think.
This is the shit I'm talking about. We need to take our fundraising to a different place. I'm talking about sausage sizzles outside hardware shops.
Yeah,
I'm talking about selling chocolate bars door to door. Yeah. I'm talking about fundraising in your traditional fucking intermediate school sense.
Okay.
Talking about getting enough money to get a sports team, a ticket on an airplane to go and play a different sports team in a different part of New Zealand. That
biscuits?
Kind of fundraising. Selling
cookies?
Biscuits, cooking biscuits.
Yeah. Cookies for our international listeners. I'm actually just looking at the window here from where we're recording, and do you know what I can see, Guy? A rainbow. And in the same way that a rainbow was produced by God to Noah to indicate, I promise I won't flood the world again, I'm taking this as a bit of a green light for us. I think it is some cosmic force on high giving us a sign that what we're plotting right now is morally good. It's on the level, and it's acceptable.
Morally neutral at worst. Here's the plan. Tim and I will use this podcast, Killionaire, in the immediate term as a brainstorming means of fundraising for Jeff Bezos.
Yep.
Once we are satisfied that we either have helped him raise the money or he is in a position that the money will be in his pocket sooner than anticipated, we can then start planning the second part of the Killionaire strategy, which is, of course, to murder Jeff Bezos. This is what's important. What are we up against here? We're up against the legal ramifications of committing a murder. We're up against the fact that Jeff Bezos, as a Capricorn, has the powers imbued upon the character from early edition and can see into the future. Is he aware of this conversation taking place? No, because it's happening right now. Is he vaguely, peripherally aware that he's put a giant fucking tiger on his back by behaving like some sort of monster with latent disrespect for anyone in the world who is not him? Probably a little bit.
He looks like a comic book villain.
He's got real Lex Luthor vibes, doesn't he?
The guy knows what he knows the vibe.
Here's what we know. We're Tim and Guy. He's Jeff Bezos. We're going to get him to $1 trillion and then we're going to kill him.
We're going to get you to $1 trillion and then we're going to get you, Jeff Bezos.
This is a Patreon exclusive. While the concept's exciting, we ask of you not to talk about it in public forums.
Oh, yeah. Part of the reason this is walled off content is because, you know, I think we probably should explicitly state on the first episode, this is all comedy, wink. This is all just for humorous comedic effect, wink, wink. And we don't mean any of the things that we say in this podcast series, nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Say no more. Say no more. Do you know what I mean?
Does obviously, she go, though?
Obviously, we're not actually going to murder Jeff
He's
Bezos.
Winking so hard right now. You should see it. It's crazy.
Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you've enjoyed the first sort of, explanatory episode of the podcast, essentially introducing the broader concept.
Yeah.
If you've got any ideas, is there a forum on Patreon? Can people communicate with us directly through the Patreon?
My dog, your complete ignorance of the platform we have been using to get money for the last 3 years astounds me. There is a comment section under every post. Please leave your feedback in that comment section. We would happily receive it. We'll gobble it up and we'll spit some of it back out on this, I reckon.
We need to start with your grassroots fundraising ideas. That's the first thing we want from you. We want to know how you would go about raising. It doesn't have to be a lot to begin with. $50, $100, $200 in a weekend for our boy Jeff. Fucking sound off in the comments, like and subscribe.
Or else we will die.
Will we?
Yeah.
That's a part of the stakes I didn't understand. Our lives are under threat as well.
No, we're fine. We're fine. Just as long as people like and subscribe. They can't even subscribe to anything. I'm talking out my ass.
We'll see you on the next episode of Killionaire.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.